Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 20 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics with me this morning, Jamie Wurgis. Jamie, how are you?
Good. How are you, Aaron?
Nice to see you. Pull that mic a little bit closer, Jamie, if you would, please. Thank you. How was your weekend?
I'm not loud enough?
No.
Oh.
If I talk to Niall, would he agree with that?
It depends on the day. Depends on the day.
I gotcha. How was your weekend?
It was really good.
Did you have fun this weekend?
We did. We got all of our Christmas stuff up and out, so it was fun, but also just a tad stressful.
Yep.
The whole don't touch the ornaments on the tree doesn't work right now. Mm. So anyway, the top half of the tree is decorated. The bottom half is empty, but it's great. Yes, the weekend was fun. Now we're all in the holiday spirit. I got some monster cookies from Christy, so all is well.
Christy Welter with me. How are you, Christy?
I'm fantastic.
How was your weekend?
It was really great. We had a mom and daughter day on Saturday, which, you know, when your kids are grown, mm-hmm. you don't get to do very often. So that was lovely. And I baked a lot of cookies yesterday. So
so how do you get one of those cookies?
Well, maybe next time I'll set you up.
They're all gone this time.
They are all gone. Everyone is out of my house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a lot of cookies.
Okay. What's the best part of Thanksgiving, Jamie? What do you look forward to the most?
Honestly, just cozying in with family. Kind of like, I don't know, probably your stereotypical day of just eating really good, delicious, nourishing food and watching football, being in our cozies. And I really like it when it's a little bit nice out, because I feel like on Thanksgiving we like to get out of the house a little bit and play some yard games, go for a walk. I don't know. It's going to be really cold.
Yeah, it's going to be cold this year.
But we'll see. Yeah. But anyway, that's the best part for me.
So what about you, Christy?
Absolutely the same. Okay. I just love getting with the family. You know, when they get bigger, you don't get together as much. And everybody's got their own lives. And even though they're fairly close, it still takes organization and effort to get together.
It just gets a little more challenging.
Yes.
And that's for sure. So,
what about you? What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
It could be just like eating too much, being with family, having great intentions of watching something on TV and usually sleeping through it.
Falling asleep. Yeah. That's
typically what I do. But all of the, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I know that it's not till Thursday, but I got to tell you, like, I'm already, it's like complete Thanksgiving mode.
I agree. And I even feel like the kids are that way too. You know, they have 3 whole days off of school this week, so they're kind of in Thanksgiving mode. It's a little bit like that around MCMH, the organization. There's a lot of vacations this week.
Yep.
So it's just the mode. And that mode goes until like January 2nd.
Yes.
It really does.
And then it crashes and burns.
Yes. And then we're all like, what just happened?
And then here come the 800 days of January.
That seems that way, doesn't it?
It sure does.
It certainly can, that's for sure. All right, so with that, the schedule at Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics, will it be altered, the clinic schedule?
Yes.
I mean, you're always there in case something happens, but it's maybe a little bit different this week?
You know, most of our clinics are closed on Thursday.
Yeah.
We have all the information out on our Facebook page, but Thursday, the emergency room is always open 24/7. Yes. Yeah. Obviously, our inpatient unit is open as well because we have inpatients. But as far as the clinics go, the clinics are closed. Our ancillary services are closed, you know, which is like our rehab, radiology, more ancillary services like that. But yep, oncology, our outpatient clinic, Red Oak Medical Clinic, all those clinics are going to be closed on Thursday. Yep.
All right.
But the ED, always open.
There.
Somebody always there.
In case something happens, in case you need it. Hopefully you don't, but if you do, it's there.
Yes.
Okay, so this is kind of a cool thing that we're going to talk about today. Need a Ride. This is a new service, and I don't know where to even start with this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Tell me about it. Where do we start? How did it come about? Let's go from that.
Okay, we'll start with a little bit of history
of
kind of where this came from. So we are piloting a transportation program with SWTA.
Okay.
Southwest Iowa Transportation Agency.
Yes.
I'm sure most people see their vans all over town transporting people to and from where they need to go. So a couple of years ago, I was talking with Mark Lander, who is the executive director of SWTA, about another program that they do. Actually, the Summer Fun Bus that they do throughout the summer for kids, which is, I still think is an amazing program that they offer.
Yep.
But I asked him, you know, do you have anything for medical, specifically for medical appointments, any programs for medical appointments? And he's like, you know, not at this time, but we really kind of want to go down that road eventually. Well, a couple of months went by and he calls me up and says, okay, I think we want to try this. I think we kind of want to maybe pilot more mm-hmm. of a medical patient transportation program. Are you guys on board? Absolutely. Of course we are.
Sure.
You know, we've talked to you a lot about social determinants of health.
Yes.
Which are those socioeconomic factors of our health. Food insecurity, our housing, you know, our transportation, those basic needs of life that help you succeed in your overall health and wellness. Transportation is a barrier to a lot of people's health and wellness.
Right.
Because if they don't have a ride to get to their medical appointments, they won't come. Especially if it's a nasty day outside, they're probably not going to walk, or maybe they're unable to walk.
Yeah.
So transportation has always been, and Christy can vouch for this being in social work, it has always been a barrier.
Always. It's always one of the top four needs.
Transportation.
Of those, we ask about 12 questions related to social determinants of health. And it is always in the top four, that transportation, people don't drive as they get older or they don't have access to a vehicle. There's so much need out there.
Mm-hmm. And there are options. You know, SWTA hasn't been an option, right? Like SWTA still will transport our patients. There's also Medicaid transportation. But one thing that we were noticing is that if a patient needs it and they need it like today, or they schedule appointment, or they try to schedule appointment, they say, that won't work for me. I don't have a ride. So one thing that we talked about with Mark Lander at mm-hmm. SWTA was, could we designate a few days that the bus comes to and from MCMH only for our patients, and then our patients are the priority on those specific days? Because we obviously don't want to take up all the buses and all the drivers.
Right.
Because other people out in the community need to go.
Yeah.
There is a need. And they're all over Southwest Iowa, you know, SWTA is. And so we decided that we would pilot a couple of days a week. And what we did is we asked our clinic staff and employees and our providers what they think, you know, because they hear from the patients the most, like certain times of the day,
sure.
certain days of the week that we see that we have higher volume, whether we have more providers there that day or more like our specialty clinics, more services being offered on specific days of the week. So what we tried to do was pick 2 days out of the week that we have highest volume of patients and providers coming to MCMH, so we decided to start with Mondays and Thursdays, where a SWTA van would be designated to MCMH from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And those are also extended hours.
Okay.
Yes. So a lot of times, what time was it, Christy? Like 3 or 3:30?
Like 3 o'clock, because they take a lot of school kids after school.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all over. They do so many wonderful things. And so one of the responses that we got from a lot of the clinic staff and patients and providers was, well, it's really difficult because they usually stop at, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then but we have patients all the way until 5 p.m.
Right.
So one thing we talked about with SWTA is, can we try to extend to 5 p.m.? And they, of course, absolutely. They've been wonderful partners with us. So the hours are extended. So Mondays and Thursdays is where we're starting.
Yeah.
Now, they do still operate Monday through Friday. On Mondays and Thursdays, they are specifically designated to MCMH.
Okay.
So basically, like, if you have an appointment on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, you can still schedule a ride to MCMH with SWTA, mm-hmm. but you might have to be working around, you know, going other places throughout the community or the school trips or things like that. But
your chances for a delay or a waiting period are higher.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So, after discussion, it seems like it makes perfect sense to me that this would be, you identified the days of the week, which would be Monday and Thursday are your highest volume.
Yep.
Give it a shot and see what happens.
Yes, yes. So, and if transportation is your barrier, just try to schedule your appointments on one of those days. So, all of our providers are available in our main clinics those days.
How do people, so if someone says, this is going to work perfect for me, mm-hmm. how do they schedule an appointment? What do they do?
Well, first they're going to want to schedule their appointment with their provider.
Okay.
And then they can indicate to the patient access staff on the phone that, hey, I need to make an appointment for transportation as well. Okay. Or they can just call me anytime and talk about it. And my number is 712-623-7179.
Okay. Now, is there a fee? How does that work?
The cost is $3 one way. So a round trip will be $6. There is a senior discount if you are over 65,
mm-hmm.
and SWDA will take care of that with you. Now, some people have insurance that will pay for their transportation, and so we still want them to take advantage of that service being available through their insurance to pay for it, so yes. they don't have an out-of-pocket cost. Now, if finances are a real concern and there is a need to have a financial assistance for that transportation, I just need you to talk to me.
Call and have the conversation.
Just call and talk with me, and we will figure out a solution for that.
Okay. How does one make an appointment? Do you have to go to SWDA? Do you go to MCMH? Do I call you?
Just
you
call me.
Set it up?
Yep. Okay. Just call me. And I have a direct line to SWDA. They've gotten many calls from me.
It's Christy again.
And they're like, oh, geez.
It's Christy again.
One lady. But it's easiest, I think, if you just go ahead and schedule your appointment with your provider for whatever service that you need, and then call me, and I will take care of it on the back end.
Seems like a great service. And then
I think so.
At $3 one way, so $6 round trip, that is very reasonable.
Indeed.
I mean, it seems very mm-hmm. reasonable. And then there are options available if it's a challenge even beyond that.
Yes.
So,
very good. Let's make note, too, that if you need a caregiver to ride with you, your caregiver does ride for free.
Okay.
So you don't have to pay an additional $3 for another person that's with you. So you have a caregiver with you. They can ride for free to and from your appointment with you.
This seems like a great fit because I know that a lot of people are not comfortable driving. They're just, you know, maybe they don't have a vehicle, or as you get older, sometimes you just don't want to have to deal with that.
Yes.
Whatever the case may be.
Yes.
This is a perfect option.
I think so.
Yeah. We really wanted to trial it, pilot it. It's something that we have been talking about for years.
Uh-huh.
Aaron, I mean years. And it's just, it's hard, you know, because what's the best course of action? You know, funds, availability of funds, drivers.
Yeah.
It's hard to find drivers, too. So yes. If anybody is listening and they would love to be a transportation driver, call us. We've got the hookup for you. But, no, we wanted to just try this. SWDA has been an amazing partner. We're going to try it for about 6 months, kind of reevaluate with SWDA. The goal is to keep moving forward with some sort of transportation option for our patients. But this is what we're going to kick it off with, and it's better to start somewhere. So,
well, and we didn't need to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the service exists. We just needed to make some tweaks so that it fit our patients better.
They operate, SWDA.
Yes.
They operate every day, and you can make an appointment, but like you say, it's maybe not as convenient or doesn't work in your schedule. Mondays and Thursdays, they're going to be dedicated to MCMH Plus clinics.
That's right.
So that makes it so much easier to get those appointments mm-hmm. taken care
yes.
of.
Yes.
Okay.
And like Christy said, all you need to do is schedule your appointment with your provider, identify that you do have a transportation need, and Christy takes care of the rest.
Yeah.
So that's the patient does still pay SWDA directly. We don't handle, you know, any of that. That's still the normal mm-hmm. payment to SWDA. But Christy's taking care of the logistics and the scheduling behind the scenes. So her and Renee Hammonds is also in the clinics helping us with that. Another point people may be wondering about, out of town rides.
Okay.
Okay. So SWDA will offer out-of-town rides. That is $30 an hour.
$35 an hour.
So they will go with about a 15, 20-mile kind of radius around Red Oak.
On those Mondays and Thursdays.
Yes, that's correct.
They also travel longer distances as part of their regular services that they provide.
Okay.
But on our particular day, they want to keep it fairly close to Red Oak. So that's why we've limited mm-hmm. to 15 to 20 miles.
So if you're Would it be the city limits of Red Oak? If you're within the city limits of Red Oak, it's the $3 fee
That's
structure.
Correct. Yes.
If you get outside the city limits, there's a per hour, $35 per hour.
Per hour.
There you go.
Which includes your trip and your appointment time.
Gotcha. Will the bus be there? Or will I have to wait for the transportation? Like, let's say I have my appointment, I'm a couple hours. Will it be there waiting on me? Or will I have to wait for the bus to the transportation to return?
You'll have to wait for it to come back. At the end of your appointment, one of our patient access staff will call the bus driver and say, we have Jamie here. She's ready to be picked up. And the beauty of that is, since they are dedicated to MCMH, you're going to have a very short wait. That's been one of the issues that patients have expressed, is that they've used SWTA services and are grateful for them. But let's say during their appointment, then they had to go to Shenandoah and get somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then sometimes their wait to get picked up and taken back home is very long.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like it. It seems like a great program. It's going to run about 6 months.
We're kind of saying, okay, let's try this for 6 months. Let's reevaluate. That doesn't mean at 6 months it's going to just like stop.
Right.
It's just for us, we're going to, you know, have another conversation with SWTA. How's it going from both parties? Get some feedback from patients, clinic staff, and providers, and then kind of go from there. We'll definitely continue to, you know, promote this service, talk about what we're doing, maybe even survey some of community members, you know, just how can we help our patients to the best of our ability is really what we're trying to do, and to help our patients get to their medical appointments so that they can take care of their health, because that truly is a barrier to a lot of people's health.
Absolutely.
So we want to help to get them to their medical appointments.
Jamie Werges with me, Community Relations Director.
Yeah, nailed it.
And Christy Welter, who is the clinics navigator and a social worker.
Yes.
Anything else on that we want to touch on? Christy or Jamie? Utilize it.
Please. Just if you don't want to get out, today's a rainy, icky day. If you don't want to drive, just call us.
Yeah.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And there is a possibility, too, that we have same-day sick appointments, okay? So in the clinics, we now have same-day sick appointments. So you wake up with a terrible sore throat, call the clinic, make a same-day appointment. There is a possibility that you could also utilize that transportation service on the Mondays and Thursdays as well. So you call, you have a sore throat, but you also don't have
a ride.
Indicate that in your conversation when you're making your appointment, and then Christy can do her magic with SWTA, and there's a possibility you could also get that ride on that same day as well if you need that.
Very cool.
It is. It's very wonderful. Cool. We're very appreciative to SWTA for their partnership and just trialing this with us.
They've
been
so open. Everything we've suggested, Mark just says, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do it.
We can do that.
We'll try it.
Yeah, no problem. I like it. You like that attitude, and that partnership is great, isn't it? Can we switch gears for one moment? You are also a social worker.
Yes. Christy.
This time of year, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, can create stress for people and can create some, you know, uncomfortable situations for some people. Talk to me a little bit about what you see, Christy, for people for this time of year. Maybe ways to cope with that, ways to work with that. Talk to me a little bit about that.
The important thing is to acknowledge your feelings and just allow them to be.
Yeah.
You know, feelings aren't right or wrong. They just are. And so often we assign a label to our feelings that says they're bad, or I shouldn't feel that way, or this is just stupid, or something like that. And, you know, the best thing that you can do for your mental health is just to acknowledge, you know, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm feeling scared, I'm stressed out, whatever it is, and kind of talk through it and let it be. Have your moment, have your breakdown. We all do it, you know, and then it gives you the strength to kind of pick up and then take that next step. Another great tool is to journal, you know, write down your feelings, give them a voice. Because what happens with those thoughts is, if you don't get them out of your head, they swim around in there and they keep you up at night.
Mm-hmm.
They invade every piece of joy that you have the opportunity to have. And they nag at you. It's like a woodpecker, and they just.
That's a great analogy.
There you go.
You know, so give your feelings a voice. just let it out. There are so many people that you can talk to.
Yeah.
And maybe doing a little bit of joint problem solving can help you to come up with a solution that you couldn't have even fathomed.
Yeah. You know, I think it's stress from a lot of food insecurity is one we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Aunt so-and-so that you just cannot stand. And she's
family is a joy sometimes.
I mean, it's all of these things, right? Maybe I feel like Christmas is coming and I can't.
It's financial.
It's financial. All of these things.
Yes. Yes.
So talk about it.
Just talk about it.
Yeah.
And if it makes you feel better, talk about it with a stranger because they have no emotional connection to that problem. So their opinion is really neutral.
Yeah.
You know, I talk to so many people all the time. I'd say my office is a safe place, and you wouldn't believe the number of people that come in and shut the door and they just say, I need a minute.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right, you got the stage.
You have a
yep.
minute.
All right. We'll work our way through it.
Well, I just wanted to touch base with you about that. So that's good stuff.
You can call me.
Call Chrissy.
If you need a ride.
If you need a ride. If you need a talk. If you need to
vent.
You know.
I like it. Very good.
All right. There are a ton of resources in the community as well. You know, so if your struggle truly is food, financial, you know, whatever is going on in your life right now, I can almost. I can't hardly keep track, honestly, this time of year of all of the resources that people are extending to our community members.
If you need a Thanksgiving meal, there are so many groups that are offering those.
Yes.
Our community fridge has been overflowing with donations and users.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so the need is out there.
Yeah. The Toys for Tots, the food pantries, the thrift stores. Holy moly. They've got some treasures. I tell you what, you know, I'm just so thankful to be a member of this community truly because people want to help.
Yeah.
And if you need help, look for the helpers because they are out there. You know, Facebook is a great resource
or just call the hospital. We keep lists and directories of the people that are out there helping. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what resources are out there until you need them. Mm-hmm. You've probably heard them mentioned or maybe seen a Facebook post or something about it. But until you need it, it doesn't stick with you.
Right.
And so just ask.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very cool. All right. Jamie Wurgis, Community Relations Director. And we also have with us Chrissy Welter, who is the clinics navigator and a social worker. We're talking about a new program. Is there a name for it?
MCMH and SWTA Pilot Transportation Program.
There you go.
I know.
It's catchy, isn't it?
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly. You understand what it is by the name.
It is. And, you know, transportation, shorten it to transportation.
Yes.
I'm looking for transportation. I'm in need of transportation. Can you help me with this appointment to get to and from it? So it is what it is.
Anything else, Jamie, we need to touch on with that?
I don't think so. Just call Chrissy or call myself. We'll guide you in the right direction.
Yep.
I know it's a lot of information to kind of consume, but just the transportation has already existed. We are just dedicating a couple of days to help our patients get to their appointments.
Yes.
So just give us a call.
712-623-7179.
Yep. That will get me.
Yeah. Or if you need a moment.
That's
you
right.
A moment.
You can do that.
Chrissy's right. Your gal.
Very good. Nice to see you both.
Thank you, Aaron.
What's the rest of your day hold today? Is it busy day?
I haven't looked at my calendar.
You know, again, with this kind of the shortened week.
Yes.
Seems like there's a lot to do on this. It'll be a manic Monday, I'm sure. But in all good ways. All good things.
All good things. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
Thank you, Aaron.
You too.
Jamie Wurgis and Chrissy Welter with me this morning.